Washington tribes are actively exploring whether to legalize marijuana and allow marijuana businesses. Federal and state officials say those tribes have the authority to proceed as long as they create effective regulations. Members of dozens of tribes from around the country packed a conference in Tulalip 2 weeks ago. But as KUOW's Amy Radel explains, each tribe may approach the concept differently.
Washington tribes are already diverging in how they may want to approach legal marijuana. Tulalip Tribe's vice chairman, Les Parks, says he's been a longtime proponent of legalization. From his office in the tribe's new government building overlooking Puget Sound, Parks says he'd like to fund research into the benefits of medical marijuana.
In my perfect world, I see Tulalip leading the country and being on this frontier of what this plant can do for mankind, basically.
But Parks says his fellow tribal board members are all over the map on this issue. He says he has no interest in opening the reservation to recreational pot businesses, and he does not support a bill before the state legislature that would allow tribal compacts with the state of Washington.
I don't want to see any tribes acquiesce and fall into the mother may I's from the state of Washington. It's just not appropriate for sovereign nations to do that.
Park says the only government officials tribes need to consult are their local U.S. attorneys, and he'd like the tribes to approach the Justice Department together so approaches don't vary region by region. The bill at the legislature is being supported by the Suquamish tribe, which first approached state regulators about entering the recreational marijuana business almost a year ago. A letter from the tribal chairman explained that the tribe could legalize marijuana on its own, but would be best served by striking an agreement with the state. Seattle attorney Chris Massey works with tribes and 502 businesses. She says if tribes don't work with the state, it could be expensive and time-consuming to create their own regulatory systems.
Not every tribe is going to want to do that, and not every tribe is going to want to exclusively sell its own product. And so at some point, for tribes that are really in this space, they may want to connect with the rest of that 502 marketplace.
Through state agreements, Massey says tribes could sell marijuana they grow to state-licensed processors or buy up the existing glut of legal marijuana to sell in their own retail stores. And while tribes would not be subject to the taxes in I-502, Massey says it's not a given that they would charge less than state-licensed operators.
There's really not a good reason to undercut the market. That just leaves money on the table. I think what you would see instead was a lot of tribes implementing their own tax.
Back in Tulalip, the local taco stand is a regional draw on a sunny weekday. Josh Etzler of Lake Stevens is a contractor who has done building projects on the reservation. He says his main question, if tribes legalize marijuana, is how that would affect the existing marijuana retail stores, which already have a tough time competing with medical marijuana dispensaries.
I know a lot of people that don't buy cigarettes at local gas stations because they'll buy them at the Tulalip smoke shop because it's cheaper. And right now, with the state-run stores, their taxes are so high that they're not getting very much business as it is.
Etzler says if the price and regulations of marijuana on reservations are similar to the state's, then the impact would be minimal. Other locals say they believe I-502 has been harmful to the state, and they don't want tribes following suit. Retired school bus driver Barb Sherwood is not eager to see marijuana legalization extended any farther in her community.
There's so many people that are getting pulled over because of marijuana, you know, DUI. I've always thought it's not a good thing to have it in our state. State's making money, and I think that's what they were looking for.
The current interest in legalization by some tribes is a marked contrast to the Yakima Nation, which reiterated its ban on marijuana as soon as I-502 passed in Washington. In a 2013 op-ed in the Seattle PI, tribal chairman Harry Smiskin wrote, "We have had a long and unpleasant history with marijuana, just as we have had with alcohol. We fight them both on our lands." Tulalip Vice Chair Les Parks says he'll meet with other tribal officials in Las Vegas this week to discuss next steps. But ultimately, he says, he'll be guided by his membership. The tribe plans to convene a series of meetings later this spring to gauge members' attitudes. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.